From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Tyler Adkisson. A state audit released Wednesday finds that court records in Missouri are not being thoroughly shielded from hackers and other unauthorized users. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin has details.
The report states that there are potential weaknesses in the information system used by the Office of State Courts Administrator, which could lead to unauthorized users tampering with data on prisoners, including sentences and release dates. Auditor Nicole Galloway says users receive system-generated passwords that cannot be changed, while those with administrative privileges can log in and see others' passwords. Recommendations include periodically reviewing users' access and making sure accounts of former employees are removed in a timely manner. In response, the Office of State Courts Administrator says the password issue is being addressed. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin. St. Louis Public Radio.
A spokesman for the city of Ferguson says the driver who struck a protester at an event marking the second anniversary of Michael Brown's death did not do so intentionally. Spokesman Jeff Small told the St. Louis Post-Dispatch that the driver who hit a man standing in the road on Tuesday evening was cooperating with police. According to witnesses, gunfire broke out after the collision. Small says there were bullet holes in the woman's car, but no one in the vehicle was injured. He says the extent of the protester's injuries is not known because he was taken to a hospital in a private vehicle. It was not believed that anyone was struck by the gunfire, and no arrests were made. United States Senator Roy Blunt is getting help from the National Rifle Association as he campaigns for re-election against Missouri Secretary of State Jason Kander. Leaders of the politically powerful gun rights group were to join Blunt at campaign stops on Thursday in Springfield, Joplin, Columbia, and the Cape Girardeau area. The NRA's Political Action Committee said Wednesday that it endorsed Blunt because of his, quote, strong record of protecting Second Amendment freedoms. Blunt, a Republican, is seeking his second Senate term. He previously spent 14 years in the United States House and was Missouri Secretary of State from 1985 to 1993. Kander, the Democratic gubernatorial candidate, is a former Army officer who served 4 years in the Missouri House before becoming Secretary of State in 2013. The two will face off in a November 8th election. I'm Tyler Adkisson, KBIA News, Columbia.